Welcome back to the OU Nachyomi Project and our series on Divrei Hayamim Aleph. In today's year, we study Perek Tet Zayin, Chapter 16. Our series is sponsored with the help of the Cypress Foundation in conjunction with tanach.org, TANACH.ORG. Undoubtedly, Chapter 16 is the most well-known chapter of Divrei Hayamim to everyone because we quote it every day in Pesukei Dezimra. To understand and appreciate Chapter 16, first we have to pay attention that it divides into four distinct sections. The first section is the first seven psukim, which we did in yesterday's shir, which is really a continuation of the previous chapter that describes how David brought the Aron to Yerushalayim together with all the Levim, and how he appointed a choir to stay with the Aron to continue to praise God after the big celebration would be over. The second section is from Pasuk Chet through Pasuk Chabet, from verses 8 through 22, and that's a section which we quote every day in Pesukei Dezimra. It's either the opening section in Nusach Sfard, or the first psalm that we read after Baruch Shamar in Nusach Ashkenaz. Afterwards, from Pasuk Av Gimel, from verse 23, all the way to Pasuk Lamed Dalet, we have a quote from Tidim Tzadivav, from Psalm 96, which is one of the psalms which you read for Kabbalat Shabbat. It's almost the entire quote, missing the opening and closing words of that psalm. Then we have a quick quote from Pasuk Lamed Dalet to Lamed Vav, from the closing psukim of Tidim Kuvav, from Psalm 106. And then the last several psukim, from Lamed Zayin to Mem Gimel, from 37 to 43, is another continuation of the beginning of the chapter that describes all the Levites and the Kohanim who David appointed to take care of the Aron and also the Mishkan and Givon. To appreciate why David quotes from these psalms, especially from Pasuk Chet to Chabet, the section which we say in Daily Pesukei Dezimra, before we can have a shir on those psukim, and to appreciate why they're sung by David and by Asaph at this time, we have to study Tidim Kufei. We have to take a quick study of Psalm 105, because as you'll notice, the opening psukim of Psalm 105 are almost identical to what we're reading in Divrei Hayamim, Perek Tet Zayin. After we study that psalm, we'll go back to our study of Divrei Hayamim. When someone studies long chapters in Tehillim, there's one principle which will help us appreciate what the psalm is about. We divide our study into three basic parts. First, we have to find the header. Then we have to identify the structure. And based on the header and the structure, we have to figure out what's the point of the mizmor. So let's first take a look at Perek Kufei, Tidim Kufei, Tidim 105, and try to understand what's the header. If you look at the opening pasuk, Hodu l'Adonai kiru b'shmo hodiu b'amim alilotav, praise God, call out in His name, let all the nations know about His great deeds, that's clearly a command, as it's written in command form. The question is going to be, who's being commanded? So let's pay attention, and as these psukim are repeated in Divrei Hayamim, we're simply going to read them now, and we won't translate them, but we do it in Divrei Hayamim. Let's see where these commands continue to. And then we'll try and figure out who's being commanded. We're going to notice that the first five psukim are going to be commands, and in Pasuk Vav, we're going to find out who's being commanded. Pasuk Bet, Shiru lo zamru lo sicha b'chon niflotav, sing to him, cheer him on, talk about all his wonders, hitalu b'shem kocho, praise his great name, yismach levu v'akshe Adonai, those who look for God should be happy and rejoice. Dirshu Adonai v'uzo, search for God and His greatness. Bakshu panav tamid, always try to come close to Him. Zichru niflotav asher asah, remember all the wondrous things that He did. Moftav u'mishpitei fiyu, the wonders He did and the laws that He gave us. Those five psukim are the opening commands. And now in Pasuk Vav, in verse 6, we find out who's being commanded to do this. Zera Avraham avdo, the offspring of Avram His servant. Bnei Yaakov b'chirav, the children of Yaakov, who He chose. This pasuk is obviously referring to the people of Israel. We're described in two manners, both as servants of God, Zer Avram Avdo, and also as chosen by God, Ben Yaakov Bechirav. This follows the beautiful theme of Tanakh, that Am Yisrael was chosen in order to serve God. There's a concept of Bechiran Sefer Breshit, and the purpose of that chosenness is to serve God, La Avdo. And here, who is being commanded to constantly praise God and tell the nations about how great He is? The people that God chose, the nation of Israel, who's chosen to serve Him. And part of our service of God is calling out in His name and letting the nations know about how great He is and constantly praising Him. In a certain manner, we fulfill this obligation by saying Pesukei Dezimra every day. Every day we're commanded as God's people to praise Him and talk about how great He is. And when we gather together in shul and say Pesukei Dezimra, that section of praise could be a fulfillment of this command. Now, in the next pasuk, we find a description of who is this God who we're commanded to praise. Hu Adonai Eloheinu b'chol ha'aretz mishpotav. Who is this God who we need to praise? This is Hashem, our God, the God who chose us. And even though he's our God, his laws spread out to the entire earth. That clearly is the header of this mizmor. And the header is making a very bold statement that the children of Israel, the people of Israel, are commanded constantly to praise God, the God who chose them and the God who commanded them to keep the Torah. The main section of this mizmor begins in Pasachet with a very powerful statement. Zachar lo'olam brito, God remembered his covenant forever. Davar tziba le'alef dor, the commandment that he made, or the promise that he made to Avraham Avinu for 1,000 generations. We're going to see that this brit, this covenant, which we're stating that God remembered this covenant, but remembered it forever, which is sort of past tense and present tense at the same time. Soon we'll understand why it's past tense. God remembered his covenant, but at the same time it's le'olam, it's forever. Now we have to figure out what covenant this is referring to. But this opening statement is going to introduce the main section of this mizmor. So again, in Pasachet, we make a very bold statement. God remembered his covenant forever. Which covenant? That is described in the next three psukim, in Pasuk Tet 3 and Aleph. Asher kratet Abraham, the covenant he made with Avram Avinu, ushvoto liYitzchak, and swore to keep that covenant to Yitzchak. If you know your Chumash, almost for sure this is referring to Brit Ben Abtarim, the covenant of the parts, which God makes with Avram Avinu in chapter 15 in Bereshit. There, he promises Avram Avinu that even though he promised Avram he would become a great nation and the land, it would take a long time, several hundred years, before he would actually inherit that land as a nation. First he tells Avram Avinu in Pasuk Yud-Gimel, Yodua Teda, surely you should know, Ki Geri Yazarecha Be'eretz Lo-Lahem, your offspring are going to become strangers in the land that's not theirs, Vavdu Vinu Otam, Abamot Shana, they'll be under slavery and oppression for some 400 years. Then God promises, V'gam et Hagoy Asher Yavodu Dan Anochi, the nation that will oppress them, I will judge, V'achrechein Nitu B'chush Gadol, afterwards they'll go out with great wealth. But this won't happen in Avram's lifetime, this will happen only several generations later. And finally, the fourth generation is going to return to the land of Israel. Then the people of Israel, this nation, will be able to inherit the land. At the end of that covenant, in Pasuk Yudchet, there it says, Bayomahu, on that day, Karat Hashem et Avram Brit Lemor, Lezarecha Natati et Haaretz Hazot. God convened a covenant, and we have the same word, Karat Hashem et Avram Brit Lemor, just like it says here in Pasuk Tet, Asher Karat et Avraham Ushvoto LeYitzchak. If you follow the wording in God's promises in that covenant, and the concept of Yerusha, you'll see that a very similar promise is reaffirmed to Avram Avinu after the Akedah. And there, as we read on Rosh Hashanah, it says, Binishbati num Hashem, in Breshit Chapet, in chapter 22 in Breshit, God swears to Avram Avinu, because you've passed this test, Kivarecha brachacha v'arbeh be'eretz ha'arecha, I'm going to bless you and increase your children. So the Shvuah, the oath on this covenant, that God will never go back on it, is made to Yitzhak. And then finally, this is established with Yaakov in Pasuk Yud. Be'amidel Yaakov l'chok l'Yisrael brit olam. This was established with Yaakov in Set, when God appears to Yaakov in Betel and reaffirms that covenant. From that time on, the covenant that God made with Avram and passed on to Yitzchak is going to be kept through the children of Yaakov. And that's how Sefer Breshit ends. And now it's known who the chosen nation is going to be. The 12 tribes, the 12 sons of Yaakov, will be this chosen nation. So clearly, the opening statement here is that God remembered his covenant forever, the covenant of Brit Ben Abtarim that he made with our forefathers. But when did God make that covenant? In Pasuk Yud Bet tells us, Biotam mitei mispar kimat v'garim ba. This covenant was made about becoming a great nation when our forefathers were small in number, almost like nothing and strangers in that land. Even though we were not a nation yet, God already forecasted to Avram Avinu about the birth of that nation when Avram was only a very small family. The next set of psukim are going to come and prove how God indeed kept that covenant. Recall again that the opening line is, God remembered that covenant forever. Now we're going to prove, over the next some 20 verses, exactly how God indeed kept that covenant, and we're going to go through different times in Jewish history. We're going to begin with the time of our forefathers, then talk about Yosef going down to Egypt and the beginning of the enslavement there. Then we'll talk about the 10 plagues, then about coming out of Egypt, and then how God took care of us in the desert. The statement that this mizmor is making, that God kept his side of Brit Ben Abtarim. So in the opening psukim, we're told as follows, Vayitachu migoy hagoy, these forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who we just mentioned, that God made this covenant with them, they went from nation to nation. They didn't have their own nation, but they went from Paro, he went down to Egypt, Yitzchak had to go down to Avimelech, Yaakov went to Lavan. So they went from nation to nation, to kingdom, and then, in Pasuk Yudalud, we're told, Lo hiniach adam loshkam, God did not allow any person to oppress our forefathers. Vayochach aleihem melachim. He even yelled at kings and rebuked them for trying to hurt them, as God did to Avimelech and to Paro. And he told them, Pasuk Tet Zayin, Al tigu bimshichai v'lin vi'ai al tareu. Don't touch my anointed one, and don't do any harm to my prophets. From this pasuk, we learn that our forefathers were indeed prophets. That's the end of the section that we quote in Daily Tefillah, and that's the end of the section which is quoted in Divrei Hayamim, Perek Tet Zayin. However, let's take a quick look at the remainder of the perek. If we return to Tehillim Kuf Hei in Psalm 105, from Pasuk Tet Zayin all the way to Pasuk Chav Gimel is the story how Yaakov and his children go down to Egypt, the story of Yosef being sold into slavery and rising to greatness in Egypt. Then in Pasuk Chav Gimel, Ve'avo Yisrael Mitzrayim, Ve'yakov Gar Be'eretz Cham. Here we have the summary that Yaakov and his family go down to live in Egypt, the land of the son of Noah Cham. And there we became fruitful and multiplied in that land. Then in Pasuk Chav Hei, Hafach Libam Lisno Amo, Litnakel Bafadav. That's the beginning of the oppression by the Egyptians when they changed their heart and began to hate us. Then in Pasuk Chav Vav, Shalach Moshe Avdo, Aaron Asher Bacharbo. He sent Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron to come and save us. And then we have a whole list of the 10 plagues. Finally, when the plagues are over, in Pasuk Lamed Vav, in verse 36, Vayach Kol Bechor Ba'artzam, God smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. V'yotzim b'kesef ezahav, v'ein b'shvatav koshel. He took them out with great wealth, and this is a proof for sure that the covenant that God is remembering is Brit Ben Abtarim, because all the different stages of Brit Ben Abtarim are being fulfilled. And the main point of this chapter and this entire detail is to prove that indeed God kept his side of the covenant of Brit Ben Abtarim. Then we talk about what happened when they leave Egypt. God brought Slav, he brought Asfutit in the desert and gave us water. Patach Tzor v'yazuvu mayim hochu b'tzilt nahar. He talks about the miraculous way that God gave us water and food in the desert. And then in Pasuk Membet, we have a beautiful summary. Why did God do all these things? Ki zachar dvar kodesho et Avram avdo. Why did God do all these miracles for us? Because he remembered his holy promise and Avram his servant. In other words, why did God watch our history, take care of our forefathers, and bring all those miracles to take us out of Egypt? And why did he take care of us in the desert? Because he remembered his covenantal commitment that he made to Avram Avinu. Finally, in Pasuk Mem Dalet, Vayten le'martzot goyim v'amar lo'umim yirashu, he gave us the land of other nations. But what was the purpose of God giving us this land of other nations? In order, Bavor yishmru chukav v'torotav yinsaru hallelujah. In order that we would keep his laws and follow his instructions, the end of this Mizmor Tehillim summarizes the purpose of why God chose his people, why he gave us the Torah, and why he gave us the land, in order that we could keep his laws and properly represent God. So that's Tehillim Kuf Hei. The structure is very simple. There's a header. And the main point of the header of the first seven psukim is that the offspring of Avram Avinu and the children of Israel are obligated to constantly praise God. Then the main section of this Mizmor is praising God for keeping his side of Brit Ben Abtarim, remembering his covenant and fulfilling every stage of it. And finally, we praise God for actually giving us the land of Israel and reminding ourselves of what purpose he gave us the land. There's an opinion, which is very logical, that this Mizmor Tehillim was written to be sung at the Seder together with the Korban Pesach. Most likely in the time of the First Temple period, this Mizmor was a fulfillment of what we call Magid, because through it we tell the story of the Exodus and thanking God for his part in taking us out of Egypt and remembering the purpose of that covenant and why he took us out. This Mizmor is making a very powerful point. It's saying not only that God is committed to his covenant, but it seems to imply that there's two sides to Brit Ben Abtarim. Not only is God going to watch our history, but also Am Yisrael has an obligation because of this covenant. When you read this covenant in Chumash, it appears to be very one-sided, that God is taking care of everything. David HaMelech in this Mizmor is implying that Am Yisrael has an obligation according to this covenant as well, and it's our job, as God watches our history, that we are commanded and instructed to constantly praise him. This fits the opening line that we have to talk about God all the time and talk about all of his wonders and all the great things he does. Some of those great things is nature itself and his creation. Other great things that he does is how he gets involved in history and takes care of his people. So that point that Brit Ben Abtarim is a two-sided covenant is going to be very important to David HaMelech, and that our side of that covenant is to constantly praise God. Could very well be that we fulfill that command and this theme of Tehillim Kuf Hei in our daily reciting of Psukei Dezimra. However, there's another point this Mizmor is making. The Brit Ben Abtarim is not only two-sided, it's also an eternal covenant. Zachar le'olam brito. God remembered this covenant, but he remembers it forever. Ideally, Brit Ben Abtarim should have been a one-time covenant because after 400 years, we were supposed to leave Egypt, inherit the land, and ideally we would have been in the land forever. However, because of our sins, we have constant trouble, and even sometimes we may be sent into exile. And this mizmor also implies that Brit Ben Abtarim is not a one-time covenant, but rather it is an eternal covenant. We make precisely this point at the Seder when we sing V'hi Shamda Lavoteinu V'lanu. We pick up our cups and sing V'hi Shamda. The He is referring to the previous paragraph in Haggadah, a Baruch Shomer Avtachato L'Avram Avinu, when we thank God for keeping His promise to Avram Avinu, a Brit Ben Abtarim of Yodo Teda Ki Ger Yezaracha. At the Seder, we thank God for keeping His side of the covenant and taking us out of Egypt. And then we make this bold statement that that covenant, He Shamda Lavoteinu V'lanu, it did not only work for them, it also applies to us as well. Why? Every generation, other nations try to destroy us. God goes out of His way and saves us. Sooner or later, God will always get involved in our history and come and save us. How long that will take may depend on our behavior. But knowing that Brit Ben Abtarim is eternal, that God was always going to watch our history, is a very powerful point that this mizmor is making. And our understanding that it's our obligation to constantly praise God and see His hand in our history, that goes hand in hand with God's obligation to watch over our history. That's the background from Tehillim Kufei. In light of that background, let's take a look now at Divrei Hayamim, Perek Tet Zayin. Recall that David HaMelech had been very successful in all of his battles. This is the first time in Jewish history that we've achieved conquest and sovereignty over most of the land of Canaan. This is a highlight in Jewish history, much better than things were in the time of the Shoftim. Because of this, David wants to reciprocate and thank God properly, and sees this as an opportunity to finally to begin to fulfill the goals of Chumash, to be a nation representing God. Some of the steps that David HaMelech takes to achieve this goal is first and foremost capturing Yerushalayim and making it the capital city, and then turning Yerushalayim into the religious capital as well. And therefore, he wants to bring the Aron to Yerushalayim. In the next chapter, he's going to want to build the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. All these efforts by David reflect his understanding how the purpose of Am Yisrael is to praise God, and the reason why he gets involved in our history and helps us is in order that we praise Him. In fact, this is one of the main points in the next chapter of Tehillim, after Kufei, in Tehillim Kuvav in Psalm 106, also begins with the command, Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Lo'olam Chasdo, praise God because it is good. And then ask the question, who is worthy of praising God? Mi malo gvurat Hashem yeshmiya kol tilato. Then the answer is only people doing tzedek u'mishpat. Those who act properly have the right and are worthy of praising God. Then the mizmor goes on and continues in Kufav, how bad Am Yisrael has been. Have we been unfaithful in our covenant and deserve to be punished? And explains what went wrong during the time period of entering the land, especially during the time period of the Shoftim. And it goes through all the times where Am Yisrael was unfaithful to that covenant in Chumash and in Sefer Shoftim. That chapter ends with the time period of David and explains in Tidim Kuvav, Pasek Memhei, Vayizkor Lehem Brito Ve'Nachem Krov Chasadav, finally God remembered His covenant, and even though we were deserving of terrible punishment in the time of the Shoftim, He answered our prayers and did not totally destroy us. Vayitein Otam L'Rachamim Lifnei Kol Shoveim, He gave us mercy from all the people who we had been captive under. And then in Pasek Mem Zayin, and this part we're going to quote in our parak as well, David prays to God and asks God for salvation, but gives a reason why God should save them. Hoshenu Hashem Elokeinu v'kabtzeinu min hagoyim lehodot l'shem kodshecha l'shtabech b'tilatecha. What does David ask for in Tidim Kuvav, Pasek Mem Zayin? God, please save us and gather us from all the different nations in order that we can praise Your name, lehodot l'shem kodshecha l'shtabech b'tilatecha. David is saying, if You give us salvation and help us in our battles and return our unity, what will we do? We will praise Your great name. And he concludes with, Baruch Hashem Elohei Yisrael min olam v'ad olam v'amar ko amen, hallelujah. Blessed be God, the God of Israel, forever and ever. And all the people answered, hallelujah. Here we see David's main mission. David understands that if God will come and save them, it's incumbent upon him to praise God. Indeed, in David's own life, he was successful in all of his battles. Therefore, David sees his entire success, both military and politically, as a sign from God that God is with His people. Therefore, his main goal now as the political leader of the nation is to bring the Aron to Yerushalayim, later to build the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, and to make that the center of the people of Israel, a place where they will constantly sing God's praises and tell the nations about how great God is. In light of that, we can return now to Perek Tzayin in Divrei Hayamim Aleph and see exactly what happened. The first seven psukim, as we read in yesterday's shir, was how David brought all the people to Yerushalayim for this big gathering to bring the Aron to Yerushalayim and appointed the Levites in charge of the singing and in charge of the Ruach to make this a joyous event. What psalm does he pick to sing for this event? He picks Tehillim Kufei. And with very small changes, he states the opening lines, which is, Am Yisrael is obligated to praise God, to sing his praises, and to tell all the nations about the wonderful things that he does. And therefore, the quote is almost identical from Pasuk Chet, from verse 8, all the way until Pasuk Yudalet. Then in Pasuk Tetzayin, in Divrei Hayamim, David HaMelech says as follows, Zichru l'olam brito, davar tziva l'alaftor. He says, remember his covenant forever. If you recall in Tehillim Kufei, in Pasuk Chet, it said, Zichar l'olam brito. There we began the detailed explanation how God remembered his side of the covenant. And what was God's side of the covenant? To watch our history. Now David is saying quite the opposite. He's not making a statement that God remembered his side of the covenant. He's commanding the people who have gathered, Zichru l'olam brito. We must remember his covenant forever. The covenant that he made for thousands of generations, the one he made with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and he quotes by describing the exact same covenant and how he took care of our forefathers in that covenant. But now that he makes that statement, that it's our obligation to remember the covenant, what is our obligation, according to Tehillim Kufei, to sing God's praises? And that's exactly what he does beginning in Pasuk Chaf Gimel. So therefore, from Pasuk Chet to Pasuk Chaf Bet in Divrei Hayamim Aleph is a quote from Tehillim Kufei, with a slight change, emphasizing not that God kept his side of the covenant, but now that we must keep our side of the covenant. And what is our side? Our side of the covenant is we have to constantly praise God, especially now that we've been successful against our enemies and we've reached political maturity. We now have a capital city. We've now brought the Aron to Yerushalayim. We're going in the right direction. Therefore, the song itself begins with Pasuk Chaf Gimel, which is a quote from Mizmor Tzarivah from Kabbalat Shabbat, Shir Lashem Shir Chadash, Shir Lashem Kol Ha'aretz, Basum Yom Liyom Yishuato. Notice he cuts out the first half of the line of Shir Lashem Shir Chadash because now he's actually singing the song. And we quote the entire Mizmor, which is a praise of God, from Pasuk Chaf Gimel, all the way until Pasuk Lamed Gimel. We'll read those psukim quickly. Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Sapru V'Goyim Et Kvodo B'chol Amim Nitzvotav. Tell the nations about his glory. Tell all the nations about his wondrous things. This is the fulfillment of Hodiyu B'Amim Alilotav that we're commanded to do in Tehillim Kufei. Why? Ki Gado Adonai Mehulam Mo'od V'Norahu HaKol Elohim. God is great and worthy of much praise, and he's much greater than any other God. Why? Ki Kol Elohei Amim Elilim. All the other gods, the gods of the nations, they think they're gods, but those are false gods. They're idols. V'Adonai, our God, Shamay Masa. He's the one who made the heavens. He's the true God. Hod V'Hadar Lefanav. There's glory in front of him. Oz V'Ched Babim Komo. All the families of the nations should ascribe praise to God. This is Am Yisrael calling out to the nations to ascribe to God. The entire land should tremble in front of him. He is the one who made the universe so it would not fall apart. The heavens should be happy. The land should rejoice. All the nations should say, Hashem is indeed the king. That was the theme of our Rosh Hashanah davening, where we declared God's kingdom and we reminded ourselves of our obligation to make God king. The mighty seas should make noises with their waves, praising God. Let all the fields as well exalt God. Then the trees in the forest will shout with joy. In front of God. Why? Because he's coming to judge the land. And there we stop the Mizmor right before the last line of Yishpot Tevo B'Tzedek, Amim B'Meisharim, like we say in Tehillim Tzadivav. We finish quoting from Mizmor Tzadivav, and now we quote the opening and closing lines of Tehillim Kufav. Hodu L'Adonai Ki Tov Ki Lo'olam Chasdo. Praise God because it is good. And then we skip to the end, which is exactly the time period of David. Vimru. And say, Hoshienu Hashem Ishenu, Hashem our Savior, come and bring us salvation. V'kapcenu v'atzileinu min hagoyim, gather us together and save us from the other nations. Lo'odot l'shem kodshecha, v'shtavech b'tilatecha. What will we do if you indeed save us? We will praise your holy name and give you glory. That's exactly what David is doing after God gave him salvation from all his enemies in all the battles that he fought. Finally, we quote the last line of Tehillim Kufav, Baruch Hashem, Elohei Yisrael min olam v'ad olam, blessed God, the God of Israel, forever and ever, v'emruch olam amen, v'halal Hashem. All the people answered amen, and they continued to praise God. This is one of the highlights in Jewish history. It's the first time we have a leader who's able not only to achieve political success, but to translate that political success to religious inspiration and to remind the people of their national goal, the goal of the covenant that God had made with Avram Avinu. Most likely, it's for this reason that God chose David as Mashiach. It's this leadership trait and this understanding of the need of Am Yisrael to praise God. That's the reason what makes David Mashiach. And that always should become the model of leadership throughout Jewish history. Finally, in the end of the chapter, we return to the story. All the nation had gathered. Now it's time for them to leave. But even though the whole nation is leaving, David keeps a small group of Levim guarding the Aron. Pasuk Lamed Zayin, verse 37. Vayazov sham lifnei Aron brit Hashem la'asaf alechav. He left in front of the Aron, Asaf, who was the leader of the choir, who we mentioned many times already, and his brethren. L'sharei lifnei Aron tamid didvar yom biyomo. To serve in front of the Aron as necessary every day. Pasuk Lamed Chet. Ve'oved Edom v'achem 68. Oved Edom, together with the other brethren of the Levim, in charge of singing, 68. Ve'oved Edom ben Yidutun, v'chosa l'shaurim. Another person named Ve'oved Edom ben Yidutun. He and Chosa, they were in charge of the gatekeepers, in charge of guarding the Aron and that entire area. Recall the Levites had two jobs, both to sing and to guard the gates. Pasuk Lametet, verse 39. Ve'tzadok ha'kohen ve'achav ha'kohanim lifnei mishkan Adonai b'bama asher b'givon. In addition to these Levites who were with the Aron in Yerushalayim in charge of singing and singing God's praises in front of the Aron, Tzadok the Kohen and his brethren were in charge of taking care of the Mishkan, which at that time was still in the Bama in Givon. Recall that the Mishkan and the Aron had been separated since Shiloh was destroyed. In the meantime, the Mishkan had gone to Novir Kohanim and afterwards it moved to Givon. So the Mishkan is still in Givon and Tzadok and other priests are with him bringing Korbanot and taking care of the Mishkan. Hopefully, they're going to build a permanent house for God in Yerushalayim. That'll be the topic of the next chapter. But in the meantime, Tzadok and the Kohanim take care of the Mishkan in Givon. What are they doing there? Lalot olot l'Adonai ha'mizbach olah tamid, laboker v'la'erev. They're in charge of bringing the regular korbanot tamid to offer them on the mizbach olah in front of God. U'lecho akatu b'torat Adonai asher tzivat al Yisrael. As everything as it's written in Parshat Pinchas and Sefer Bamidbar, to bring the regular korbanot, the tamidim u'musafim. V'imahem heiman v'idutun, together with those kohanim in Giv'on, were heiman and yidutun, v'shar ha'brurim asher nikvu b'shemot, l'odot l'arnai ki l'olam chazdo. Another group who was chosen by name to praise God in the Mishkan, there's a choir in the Mishkan, and there's also a choir with the Aron in Yerushalayim. V'imahem heiman v'idutun, chatzotzot u'metzataim l'mashmi'im. There they had a whole orchestra, people playing trumpets and cymbals. U'chlei shir ha'elohim b'nei yidutun l'shar. All different musical instruments playing beautiful songs for God. The parak concludes with Pasuk Mem Gimel. Ve'echu kol ha'am ish leveito. After this beautiful gathering, where the entire nation gathered to bring the Aron to Yerushalayim, this time led by the Levites, now all the people go home. Ve'isov David levarechet beito. Then David went after this beautiful celebration to go back and bless his home. In the next chapter, David's going to make the next bold step. He's going to express his hope that he can build a house for God in Yerushalayim. God's answer to David, and why that process is going to be delayed, will be the topic of chapter 17.